Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Good Friday morning to you, July 24, 2020, 9:31 in the a.m. Stephen St. John and AP Katie with Jake Gutierrez, now joined by the captain, Matt Beasler. Hello, Matt Beasler. How are you?
What's up, guys? Doing pretty well. How are you?
You know what? Doing very well. It's opening day. Baseball is back, Matt Beasler. I know you're focused on sporting and your match coming up on Sunday night at 10 o'clock Central, but you're also a Royals fan, so I'm sure that you're very happy that the Royals are back in action tonight in Cleveland.
Yeah, no, it's great to see. You know, we're down here in Orlando where there's a lot of NBA buzz as well, so we get, you know, we kind of have that feeling amongst us, you know, with the NBA coming back and now MLB. I think, was it Washington and New York that kicked things off last night?
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's great. It's great to see all the other sports, you know, taking the next step forward.
Boy, and congratulations on winning the group and advancing to the round of 16. And, oh, man, the final minutes of both of these last couple of matches have been, boy, it's been wild. It's been crazy. I mean, look, we knew that maybe we wouldn't see – I mean, we might see some crazy things, but if you want to talk about drama, I know it's not always fun to be involved in that drama, but for the fans, that sure has been some entertaining action that we've watched, and it all's well that ends well as you guys win the group.
Yeah, I mean, it has. It's been crazy. You know, I think you look at, you know, the big picture. We won our group, which was objective number one. And then we won two games as well. So we were able to get 6 points, and the group games counted towards the regular season. So, you know, I think we're in a really good position. The fact that we won our group, we advanced, we give ourselves another chance to win the tournament. But also when you look at the regular season standings now, you know, we were able to pick up 6 really big points, and we're in first place right now in the Western Conference. So, yeah, I mean, you know, walking away from this tournament, I think we put ourselves in a really good position, and now it's all about, you know, going into these knockout rounds and just throwing everything on the table and seeing how far we can advance and trying to win this thing.
Our conversation with Matt Beasler is brought to you on the Border Patrol by Michelob Ultra, superior light beer with only 95 calories and 2.6 carbs. Michelob Ultra, find your fit. And Matt, I've talked to a couple of your teammates and with Peter Vermees about what this experience has been like for you guys since getting down there, when at the beginning two other teams had a rash of positive tests and had to send them home. And then it came out that you guys had a positive test on your team, which meant that everybody had to be quarantined in their own rooms for several days while you guys got tested every day to make sure that it hadn't spread throughout your team. And then, of course, you suffer that tough loss in the first game. But since then, it sounds like, hey, nobody else tested positive. You guys have been able to go to dinner a couple times and actually hang out together and stuff. Now that you've been there for a while, how much better is it? How much more comfortable do you guys feel? Are you settling in? Like, what's it like now compared to maybe at the very beginning when you got down there?
Yeah, it's better than the beginning. In the beginning, there was just a lot of questions still. You could sense that there was this feeling of uncertainty and some concerns, especially, you know, right when we got down. You know, basically Nashville and Dallas had to get pulled out of the tournament because they had a ton of people on their teams test positive. So, you know, when you see that, when you're experiencing that inside this bubble, I mean, yeah, human nature, it's like, well, what's going to happen? You know, and then, I mean, like 2 days later, we had a positive test on our team. So then all of a sudden, you know, you're looking around and you're starting to ask questions like, well, it's almost like you're sitting around waiting for it to spread throughout your group, you know, because you hear how contagious the virus is and you see, you know, what happened with Dallas and Nashville, that, you know, it started with one or two guys on their team. And then within a few days, you know, they had up to 8, 10 players, and they had to, they had to, you know, I guess remove themselves from the tournament. So it was a really weird, almost like uneasy, probably like 5 to 7 days within our team, just because we were kind of waiting and hoping that this virus wasn't spreading throughout our team, and we just didn't know. You know, we were getting tested every single day in the morning, first thing when we woke up, and fortunately, we didn't have any positives other than that very first test, and so that was really good. But again, I mean, it took us a while to kind of get through that process, and during this period where it was this like uncertainty, we actually weren't allowed to eat meals together, or I mean, really all we could do was ride on the bus and go and practice, and then we had to go back and isolate ourselves into our own rooms, and that was really hard. You know, for meals we had to go down and get them. We had this like almost styrofoam box that we had to pick up our meals, and then we had to just walk back up to our room and eat it by ourselves. And I mean, yeah, like you could do that for 1 or 2 days, but like after the second day, it just, I don't know, you felt isolated, and it was boring. You needed that interaction. And once we were able to kind of get through this, you know, initial testing, it was really good for the team to be able to join back up together. And even like a simple thing, like eating a meal together, the first dinner that we had together, just, I don't know, it felt really good. You know, it just, that's what being on a team is all about. It's being able to sit down and spend time with guys and joke around. And it was really healthy for all of us to experience that. And I think it's helped boost the morale of the team for sure.
Matt Beisler is our guest. Matt, let's talk about Friday night's match, because we haven't had a chance to talk to you about that. And then we'll get into what happened Wednesday. I mean, I talk, you know, you say the word roller coaster of emotions, or boy, that was a roller coaster ride at the end of that game. I mean, you guys were down at the half, then you get a couple of goals to get the lead, but then they score a goal shorthanded, and you're thinking, oh no. But then Graham Zusi, it's just one thing right after another. It was kind of overwhelming even to watch. What was it like to be a part of that game and to try to keep your emotions in check? Because you guys certainly wanted to come away with 3 points, and you were able to do it, but boy, that was wild.
Yeah, man, it's. I think it's one of those games where you just walk off the field and you're almost shaking your head, like what just happened. It takes a while to process and go through everything that happened. But you know, a lot of us, you know, in the locker room, we're just saying like, hey, look, a win's a win. You know, we experienced the exact opposite the game before, so. No, it was like, you know, when we lost to Minnesota in extra time, you know, Minnesota wasn't complaining or apologizing. They were going into their locker room and they're saying, hey, great win. A win's a win. And that's really what it's all about. So, but yeah, I mean, when you actually dissect the game, there was so many ups and downs. I mean, emotionally walking off the field, it felt like we played two games with everything that happened. But the one good thing that I thought we did really well in that game is we kept our composure. And that's something that I think Colorado, it came back to hurt them. You know, it was clear to me being on the field that, you know, they got caught up in the emotional part of the game. And a lot of times, you know, they were focused on the referee, and they were focused on us, and they were focused on the bench. And there was, you know, so many things that they were focused on, it seemed like. But we kept our head down, and we focused on ourselves. And, you know, I think that really helped us throughout the game. And unfortunately, you know, we made enough plays there at the end to get the 3 points.
All right, Matt. So you get through that game, and then you face, you know, the Real Salt Lake in the middle of the day, early game, and you win that. And now you guys are going to play, after playing the earliest game in franchise history, you're going to play the latest game in franchise history when you play on Sunday night at 10 o'clock Central Time, which will be 11 o'clock Florida time. What are you anticipating there when it comes to what it's going to be like to play a game at 11 o'clock at night?
It's going to be weird. I mean, to go back to our last game, you know, again, I thought we handled that really well, being such an early kickoff. Look, it's not ideal. I think most guys would probably prefer to play later in the day as opposed to that early. But I thought we handled it well, and we did exactly what we needed to do. I thought, as a team, we played really well. We had some rotation with guys. Guys really stepped up. Busio, that was his first start of the tournament. I thought he played well, gave us good energy. Graham Smith in the back came in, was solid as ever, consistent, helped the team keep a clean sheet, which was huge. And then I think, probably the biggest takeaway for me was just the impact that the subs had. Every single sub that we made came on, made a positive impact, and completely changed the game for us. So, I think there was a lot of positive takeaways from the Salt Lake game, and I think it's just going to give us confidence. Defensively, give us confidence for the shutout, being able to win, score the early goal. I think it's going to give all the subs confidence coming in for the next game. So it really did a lot to boost our team's confidence. But in regards to the 11 o'clock p.m. kickoff, again, it's something we've never had to do before. So I can't really predict what it's going to be like. It's just crazy to think, you get up at 8 o'clock, maybe if you want to sleep in a little bit, get up at 9 o'clock, and you still got 14 hours before the game kicks off. So it's going to be interesting to see how we approach it. I think you've got to find something to do during the day. I don't think you can just sit around all day and relax. I think you've got to get up in the morning, whether it's, like a pool workout or like a very light gym session, something like that. I think you got to get up and almost work out once in the morning, and then you can have enough time to put your feet up and relax the rest of the day.
Hey, Matt, you mentioned the subs coming on and making a big impact, and for me, I thought maybe the brightest spot of the game was the performance of Felipe Hernandez, 22-year-old now, who came up through the academy system and played for Swope Park Rangers the last few years while he saw other younger guys get, pass by him to get chances with the first team, but he stuck with it. And here he is getting an opportunity. And I've always thought he brought a lot of energy to practice when I've watched him in training with you guys. But to see him go out and not just have the energy, but the execution and perform the way he did was a really encouraging sign. What can you tell us about, I know he's been training with you guys a lot of times over this past several years, and now he's with the first team. What about him as a kid, and what did you think of his performance?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome to see him play the way he did. He came on the field, and right away you had this sense that he was gonna provide a spark, and he had amazing energy, and he played like he belonged on the field. So he's a guy that has definitely earned his opportunities. To be fair, he's probably earned more opportunities than he's even gotten. So it's really good to see a player like that who works so hard. He's been around our organization for a couple of years now, so he's bought into the way that we play and our style and our tactics. I thought he was excellent, and I think it's great. Again, it strengthens our team when guys are able to come on the field and play like that, because number one, competition for spots now, but also just knowing the fact that you have that option off the bench as well is a great thing to have.
I guess you could better answer this question after we find out how everything goes on Sunday, but your vote, would you rather play at 8 a.m. than 10 p.m.? Which one would you rather which one would you rather have?
Man, gosh, it's tough. So timing-wise, I think I'd rather play the early game. The one good thing about the early game was you wake up and you don't have to think about the game at all. The game is right in front of you. So you wake up, you have breakfast, you go to the stadium, you play your game, and then actually the rest of the day was pretty nice because you had enough time to kind of, wind down and decompress from the game. And, you also had the rest of the day to relax. I know a lot of the guys, were able to go out to the pool that afternoon and enjoy it. Whereas, you play the late game, like I said, you're waiting around all day. You're not able to really go out to the pool or anything like that because you got to try and conserve energy. So timing-wise, probably the morning game. Weather-wise, I'd take the late game. The mornings have been hit or miss down here. Some of them have been really, really hot. fortunately for our game, there was a lot of cloud cover, so that was nice. But I don't know, man. It's a coin flip. I'll get back to you after we play on Sunday and let you know.
I'm with you on the. I like the morning thing though, because that's you know, people have asked me throughout my career. Boy, you ever want to leave mornings? You don't have to get up early. You can stay up late. I said, I stay up late anyway. But I've never. I would not want to go to another day part for some of the reasons you described there, because you just get right up, you know, and then here you go.
Yeah.
Get ready for the show, everything else. I do all my prep work the night before, and then when I'm done and everything else afterwards, then you've got things you could plan your day and move forward. Whereas just sitting around and waiting and kind of I'm totally with you, man. I would like the morning a lot better. Just get up and get right to it.
Yeah, what was it like watching a morning game as a fan? Was it kind of cool just having something on that early?
It was fun because I had it on, so I'm watching it on my iPad while we're doing the show, and then Nate's calling the game, and I don't know if it was luck or whatever.
Jake was like, okay,
hey, the game just started. Let's go to a live listening right now and hear Nate Bucati. And, I mean, as soon as we go, and it's a goal from Sporting Kansas City.
Johnny Russell.
All right. And then we did some more live listenings, but then we did the same thing for the second goal, and we went right to him just as that goal
like
was being 10 scored.
10 seconds before, so he's Jake, talking about the buildup, and it's just, you know, and then we had the call live on the air.
Right.
No
and so
way.
We had great timing on both of them. But, like, for me, I loved it. That was awesome. You know, we got Nate calling the game. We do live listenings. I'm watching something. I can update people. It was great, even though I couldn't give my total focus on it. It was great to be able to have the live listen-ins and update people and keep tabs on it throughout the show. So I thought it was, let's put it this way, I like that a hell of a lot better than a game that starts at 10 o'clock. I watched both of them, but if you can ask me for my vote, 8 a.m. it is.
Yeah, agreed.
I've enjoyed these games in the morning, these MLS games early. I haven't been able to put my full focus on them, but to have a live event going on while we're doing the show, it's nice not to have the eighth running of SportsCenter on again. You know, you have some good live sports on. It's awesome.
As a soccer fan, I think you get kind of programmed to it a little bit because, you know, on the weekends, my routine a lot of times, you know, is you wake up and there's English Premier League games and German games on that start like early in the morning, and you watch those all the way up till it's time for kickoff of the American football games and stuff. And so I've kind of gotten used to watching soccer with breakfast in the morning. And also, like, when you watch the NCAA tournament, it's like always fun how their games starting in the 10 o'clock hour and you get games right away throughout the course of the day. I think it's a lot of fun. No doubt about it. It's this competition has been really interesting. I guess we got to let you go, Matt. So good luck.
Yeah,
what would you think
guys
about using a tournament like this to start the regular season off every year?
It's an interesting point. I mean, I don't want to get into it. We could probably break that down another time. But, like, I knew going in that this was going to be almost like a test run of a mid-season tournament, end of the season tournament beginning. You know, so I think there's a lot of interesting variables about it, but I think there's some really good positive takeaways from this tournament. I think as of now, it's been a success. You know, I think the bubble is working once we kind of navigated that first week. You know, I think guys feel safe and we're getting games in and the quality's been high. So, yeah, it's been good down here.
Matt, good luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Sounds good, guys. Have a good weekend.
You do the same thing. That's Matt Beisler. Yeah, I like it. I like the morning games. So it adds something. Because Jake, we could find something to do at 10 o'clock at night, right?
Yeah. No problem with that.
Hell, that's supposed to mean.
Lots.
But, you know, you got a game going on at 8 a.m., 9 a.m., whatever. That's why I always enjoy the early games of the NCAA tournament. It makes it so exciting because I feel like we're a pregame show for it. So let's do it. 8 a.m. games all the time for Nate Bucati. Back after this on WHB.